Positive Communication for Leaders: Proven Strategies for Inspiring Unity and Effecting Change.
As leaders, we often find ourselves navigating complex challenges and striving to inspire our teams to achieve greatness. But what if I told you that the key to unlocking your leadership potential lies in something as simple as the way you communicate? In our book, Positive Communication for Leaders, my co-author, Alexander Lyon, and I explore how mastering the art of positive communication can transform your leadership style and create lasting change in your organization. Drawing on decades of research and our combined experience in consulting and training leaders across various professions, we've developed a practical model of positive communication that can immediately inspire unity and influence change. In the following sections, I'll share with you the core principles of this model and how you can apply them to become a more effective leader.
At the heart of positive leadership lies the ability to create and maintain meaningful relationships. As leaders, we must recognize that our words and actions have the power to shape the experiences of those around us. By adopting a positive communication approach, we can foster an environment of trust, respect, and collaboration. One of the fundamental skills we discuss in the book is the art of greeting. It may seem simple, but the way we acknowledge others sets the tone for all subsequent interactions. I remember working with a CEO who transformed her company culture by implementing a good morning challenge. She encouraged every employee to greet at least 5 colleagues each morning, resulting in a noticeable increase in morale and productivity. To become a positive communicator, start by being intentional with your greetings. Make eye contact, use people's names, and show genuine interest in their well-being. These small gestures can have a profound impact on building connections and creating a positive work environment.
As leaders, we often feel pressured to have all the answers. However, one of the most powerful tools in our arsenal is the ability to ask thoughtful questions. By asking the right questions, we can unlock creativity, foster innovation, and empower our team members to find solutions. In our research, we found that leaders who regularly engage in curious questioning tend to have more engaged and productive teams. For example, instead of asking, "Why didn't this project meet the deadline?" try, "What obstacles did you encounter, and how can we overcome them in the future?" This approach shifts the focus from blame to problem solving and encourages open dialogue. Practice the art of asking open-ended questions that invite reflection and discussion. By doing so, you'll not only gain valuable insights, but also demonstrate that you value your team's input and expertise.
In our fast-paced work environments, it's easy to overlook the power of positive reinforcement. However, our research shows that leaders who regularly offer genuine compliments and encouragement create more motivated and loyal teams. I once worked with a manager who struggled with high turnover rates. By implementing a "catch them doing something right" initiative, where he made a point to recognize and compliment good work daily, he saw a significant improvement in employee retention and overall job satisfaction. As a leader, make it a habit to notice and acknowledge the efforts and achievements of your team members. Be specific in your praise and tie it to the impact their work has on the organization's goals. Remember, a well-timed compliment can be the fuel that keeps your team motivated during challenging times.
In our increasingly noisy world, the ability to truly listen has become a rare and valuable skill. As leaders, we must cultivate the art of deep listening to build trust, resolve conflicts, and make informed decisions. One technique we recommend is the echo exercise. When engaged in important conversations, practice repeating back what you've heard to ensure understanding. This not only demonstrates that you value the speaker's input, but also helps clarify any misunderstandings. I recall a CEO who transformed her company's culture by implementing listening tours. She would spend time in different departments, simply listening to employees' concerns and ideas without judgment. This practice led to innovative solutions and a more engaged workforce. To become a better listener, focus on being present in your conversations. Put away distractions, maintain eye contact, and resist the urge to interrupt or formulate responses while others are speaking. By giving your full attention, you'll gain deeper insights and build stronger relationships with your team. As we've explored these positive communication strategies, you might be wondering how they all come together to create meaningful change in your organization. The key lies in consistency and authenticity. By consistently practicing positive communication techniques, you create a ripple effect throughout your organization. Team members begin to mirror your behavior, leading to a more positive and productive work environment. One leader we worked with implemented a positive communication challenge in her company. For 30 days, employees were encouraged to practice the techniques we've discussed. The results were remarkable: improved collaboration, decreased conflict, and a noticeable uptick in innovation and problem solving. To affect lasting change, start by modeling the behavior you wish to see. Be intentional about your communication and encourage your team to do the same. Create opportunities for open dialogue and feedback, and be willing to adapt your approach based on what you learn. As we conclude this summary of positive communication for leaders, I want to emphasize that becoming a positive communicator is a journey, not a destination. It requires practice, self-reflection, and a willingness to learn and grow. Remember, the skills we've discussed, greeting with intention, asking powerful questions, offering genuine compliments and encouragement, practicing deep listening, and fostering unity, are all within your reach. By incorporating these techniques into your daily interactions, you'll not only become a more effective leader, but also create a more positive and productive work environment for your entire team. I encourage you to start small. Choose one technique to focus on this week and observe how it impacts your interactions and relationships. As you become more comfortable, gradually incorporate the other strategies into your leadership style. Leadership is about influence, and positive communication is the most powerful tool we have to inspire, motivate, and affect change. By mastering these skills, you'll be well equipped to lead your team through challenges, celebrate successes, and create a workplace where everyone can thrive. So I challenge you, how will you use positive communication to transform your leadership and your organization? The journey starts with a single word, a thoughtful question, or a moment of genuine listening. Are you ready to take that first step?